Reese, the Double G. Do you guys like independent films? I was just watching the IFC film called Against the Current, and it just really was such a sad story. Basically, this guy, he lost his entire family, his wife and his children, mother and father, they all died. And so he wanted to commit suicide. So he wrote a suicide note, and his friend came by and saw the note and went up on the roof. And the friend saw him up there, wanted to jump. So the friend stayed there for hours to convince him not to jump. And finally, he didn't jump. But the friend promised him that in 5 years, if he still thought that he needed to commit suicide, he wouldn't get in his way, he'd even help him. And so the storyline is, I guess he wanted to accomplish something before he died, so they went, I'm not sure exactly where, but he wanted to swim all the way to New York. It was like 90 miles, so I don't know where he was, but he went with a friend, and he had a female there, and the female knew that he wanted to die as well. She allowed herself to fall in love with him and try to convince him not to kill himself at the end. So I don't want to really give away the movie in case you wanted to look it up, but anyway, I remember her telling him that he can heal. He's not, quadriplegic, I said the word is, when you lose your legs, I can't think of the name, but she said that he could heal because a lot of people heal from emotional pain. So that's what I want to talk about. Can one really heal from emotional pain? I would say, I guess it depends on the individual. Myself, I would say, no, I can't. And that's probably the one of the reasons I have problems letting go. As one friend used to point out to me, I can't let go because my emotional pain doesn't heal. I still have emotional pain from when I was 5 years old, so it's impossible. And it's all inside this head of mine. So it's not possible for me to heal from emotional pain. It's just not gonna happen. I mean, why would she do that to herself? Why would she allow herself to fall in love with someone who she knows is planning to kill themselves? I mean, it almost sounds like it doesn't make sense, but I think I'm just as bad as her in a sense where, I always, if I go against my instincts, like if I meet someone and my instinct says stay away from this person, it's just not gonna end right, it's not gonna end good, and I go against that and allow myself to be emotionally attached to this person, well then it's my fault. I ask myself for the heartache and troubles because I went against my emotions. And because of that, I lose other people that I shouldn't even lost because I shouldn't have even been there in the first place. I know it sounds, I'm talking a lot of mumbo jumbo, but you know what? For those persons, I say, oops, I'm dead now. Just kidding. But no, really, it's just really unfortunate that she allowed herself to fall in love with someone who she knew was planning their death. I mean, I don't know that I wouldn't feel the same way as he did. I mean, he lost his entire family, and he feels like there's nothing left to go on for. So, I mean, it's hard for people to say, yeah, he should get help and he should get over it. But I could see his point of view too. I mean, his whole entire family, he lost them all, his mother and father, they died of natural causes. His wife, his children, gone. How could he go on? I mean, yeah, he had one close friend that stuck by him. That was the good part of the story. He had a friend that stayed with him, didn't abandon him. He stayed with him. But that's just, it was too much hurt for him to overcome. Or was it? I'm not gonna give away the end of that movie, but I'm just wondering how many of y'all would do that? If you promised a friend that you're In 5 years, if you still feel the same way, would you actually help them want to commit suicide? Or would you allow them to? I mean, for some people like myself, when I make a promise, that's like written in stone for me. When I make a promise, there's no turning back from the promise. Even if that person don't want to be in my life anymore, if I make a promise and say, look, ABC, it's going to be ABC, whether or not this person hate me or like me or whatever. Promise is everything. So I don't take promises lightly. If I make a promise, and I keep it, and I'll always keep it. That's the way how I am. So maybe his friend felt that he has to keep this promise because he didn't expect in 5 years he would still want to commit suicide, but 5 years later he still wanted to do it, you know? So what would you do? I wish I could just get over all the emotional pain. I could count on one hand how many breakups ended good. One hand where we both, knew that we had to move on. We said our proper goodbyes, cried or whatever, and we left. I wish that all of them could be that good. I mean, obviously, I don't like breaking up, but if we do break up, I'd like them to end just like that. We both knew that it had to be done, and we did what we had to do. But the worst forms, which I think I mentioned before, is when the person just completely ignore you and just cuts you out of their life. That's the worst. That is the worst. Because it just makes you feel like a emptiness inside. I would rather them, just let me have it. Call me every name in the book and say they want nothing to do with me. At least you know. But this is when they just cut you off cold turkey, so to speak. It's just, oh, it's the worst. Speaking of turkey, I was hoping to spend Thanksgiving alone, but friend invited me over. You guys know I hate the gatherings. My mom said it's not good to be alone on those days. Yes, it is. I like my peace and quiet. But it's a promise is a promise. Promise my buddy, and I'm gonna go there. So I'll do that. Suffer. I'm just bugging. Now I'll go do whatever, you know? One down. Okay, it's ready. Let's say chug, chug, chug. Ready? One, two, three. That sucked. I get the bomb for that. Woo! What was I talking about? Yeah, I promise. So, hopefully, they're not serving turkey. I'm not a big turkey fan. I'll eat it if that's what they have, but I really don't like turkey that much. So, anyway, I don't know, folks. That movie just got me really down. It was such a sad movie. Really. Just really got me to thinking. What if I made a friend that promise in 5 years? You know what, though? I wouldn't make that promise. I could not. I wouldn't lie to them. I couldn't make a promise, tell them in 5 years, if they still want to commit suicide, I would help them. I can't do it. I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't do it. Oh, excuse me. I wouldn't do it. So, friends, when you have the right friends, true friends is just nothing better than that. To have someone that you could actually tell your deepest and darkest secrets to, that you can't tell your wife or your husband, And I don't know. That movie just got me just thinking. It's just such a sad, sad movie. Anyway, I'm gonna go finish off my Optimator. Maybe play some Mortal Kombat versus DC. I still like playing that game. Even though it's 2 years old, I like playing it. But I'd like to know what you guys think. Till next time, Happy Saturday.